Motenai was famously uttered by Nobel Peace Prize laureate Wangari Maathai when she came to Japan last year to promote environmental causes. The three R's that Ms. Maathai referred to when speaking to her Japanese audience, reduce, recycle, and reuse, eventually became the government's rallying cry. She has since added repair to the list, urging citizens in wealthy nations to rein in their rampant consumerism by cutting back on unnecessary purchases. But in a move that can only be summed up as motanai, the government has recently outlawed the sale of recycled appliances. You have to wonder how the Nobel laureate would react to a law that undermines her efforts to raise public awareness of environmental issues, a law that was written by the same craven, opportunistic politicians who used her as an unwitting campaign tool during an election year. Under the new law, retailers will have to run a voltage test on uncertified electronic devices in order to obtain approval, an unnecessary requirement that will discourage recycling. Citing safety concerns, the government is clearly bowing to pressure from the industrial giants who make these items. Japan's corporate-led leadership is protecting short-term profit at the expense of low-income consumers who can't afford new appliances. When you consider the number of deaths and injuries caused each year by traffic accidents, you have to wonder why lawmakers are focusing on used refrigerators rather than automobiles. While it's true that old appliances are responsible for some of the electrical fires that kill a handful of people each year, the new law will make it difficult, if not impossible, for people to upgrade aging and defective appliances with newer, safer items they could buy affordably from recycling shops. For the growing numbers of people on limited incomes, and for those who buy used products on principle, recycling shops are a vital part of their community. There is little in my apartment that didn't come from my local recycler. These slightly older items have lasted longer than the appliances I've had to buy brand new. Given a choice between paying full retail price for appliances that break down the moment their guarantee expires, or paying a significantly reduced price for items that will last on average a few years, the decision is obvious. The manufacturers who will benefit in the short term by this unjust law have only themselves to blame for slumping sales. Rather than limiting themselves to the endless production of wasteful and unwanted commodities, they could inspire consumer confidence by expanding their operations to include Ms. Maathai's four R's. Let's hope that the ruling party's cynical exploitation of the Nobel laureate will inspire future voters to come up with another R for the LDP leadership: ruin.